This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the next-gen GST reforms will come into force from tomorrow on the first day of Navratri. Addressing the nation this evening, Mr. Modi said that GST Bachat Utsav will begin tomorrow, allowing people to purchase goods of their choice at lesser prices. He added that these reforms will reshape the nation's growth story and bring significant benefits to the youth, the neo-middle class, farmers, women and entrepreneurs.
Is GST Bachat Utsav mein aapki bachat badhegi aur aap apni pasand ki cheezon ko aur zyada aasani se khareed payenge. Hamare desh ke gareeb, madhyam vargiya log, neo-middle class, yuva, किसान, महिलाएं, दुकानदार, व्यापारी, उद्यमी सभी को ये बचत उत्सव का बहुत फायदा होगा.
Prime Minister Modi pointed out that his government prioritized GST after coming to power in 2014. He said dozens of taxes were abolished through the combined efforts of the center and the states. He further noted that essential items, medicines and health insurance, among others, have been brought under the ambit of a 5% tax. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that over the last 12 years, 25 crore people have risen out of poverty.
पिछले 11 साल में देश में 25 करोड़ लोगों ने गरीबी को हराया है और गरीबी से बाहर निकल करके 25 करोड़ का एक बहुत बड़ा समूह नियो मिडिल क्लास के रूप में आज देश के अंदर बहुत बड़ी भूमिका अदा कर रहा है. इस नियो मिडिल क्लास की अपनी एस्पिरेशंस हैं, अपने सपने हैं और स्वाभाविक हैं. जब 12 लाख रुपयों का इनकम टैक्स में राहत हो जाए तो मध्यम वर्ग के जीवन में तो कितना बड़ा बदलाव आता है.
Mr. Modi said his government is moving forward with the mantra of Nagarik Devo Bhava. The Prime Minister also made a strong pitch for strengthening manufacturing in India. He urged MSMEs to produce high-quality products that would bring pride to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the new education policy is the formula for success in educating today's students. Addressing the Dakshina Bharat Summit at IIT Chennai, the minister said that to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047, school education must undergo a paradigm shift to reduce dropout rates after higher secondary. He emphasized that the skill component in school education needs greater focus, which is why skill education has been introduced as a subject from the 6th standard under the new education policy. In a major infrastructure push, the Union Ministry of Rural Development has sanctioned 110 new road works in the Udhampur Kathua Doda Lok Sabha constituency under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the projects with an estimated cost of 2,000 crore rupees will provide all-weather road connectivity to 178 habitations across the region. In Jammu and Kashmir, the holy town of Katra and the revered Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine atop Trikuta Hills are all set to welcome lakhs of devotees as the auspicious Navratri festival commences tomorrow. Our Jammu correspondent reports that the Shrine Board has made elaborate arrangements to ensure a spiritually enriching and smooth pilgrimage experience for visiting yatris. In Washington, the Indian Embassy has released an emergency assistance number for Indian nationals in need of immediate support following the U.S. President Trump's announcement of an annual fee of $100,000 on H-1B visa applications. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy has said that the Indian national seeking emergency assistance may call the cell number +1-202-550-9931 and WhatsApp. This number should be used only by Indian nationals seeking immediate emergency assistance and not for routine consular queries. India and Pakistan are set to renew cricket fiercest rivalry tonight in the Super 4 stage of the Asia Cup 2025 at the Dubai International Stadium. The match begins at 8 p.m. India time. And at badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty finished runners-up in the men's doubles final at China Masters at Shenzhen in China today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.